Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Maybe it's a political issue that you got on your mind. Maybe you've got a personal problem you want talked about. You want to get somebody else's opinion. Well, here we are. It's Ian here.
Maybe you're just mad as hell.
And you're not going to take it anymore. Yeah. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including live streaming. So maybe you don't exactly have a really good radio signal where you're at. Or maybe you've got none at all. In which case, you can go to freetalklive.com and tune in there. We've got a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much everybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight. But, of course, your calls come first. And then we might do some emails here, actually, because we got a bunch of them that have been kind of just stacking up here, and I would like to get to some of it. But I want to start with something from our friends over at the Advocates for Self-Government. They send out an excellent bi-weekly, I think it's bi-weekly, email called the Liberator Online. And in Liberator Online, they cover some various, just little bits of news about pro-freedom related things and some terrible news in regards to what the government is doing that's not pro-freedom at all, that's very anti-freedom, and it's a pretty neat publication. Theadvocates.org is where you can check them out. But what I wanted to focus on was a little something that's happening in the UK. And we actually do have some listeners over there in the UK. We've heard from them a few times. And maybe it'll be something that will happen here sooner or later, because we've got a very similar scheme going on here in America. I'm talking about national identification. Now, in case you didn't know, I think it was the House that passed the Real ID bill. And I don't believe it's gone through the Senate yet, but honestly, I'm not sure as to what the status is. I'm sure if it had, we would have gotten an update from somebody to let us know about that.
Someone would let us know.
But it has not yet been signed into law here. However, Britain has theirs. It's ready to go. I guess they're ready to roll it out. So here's the news. The British are rebelling against their impending national ID card. Americans are reacting to their impending national ID card in the form of nationally standard driver's licenses with an appalling passivity. In fact, when I was out doing an outreach event at the post office a few months ago, Americans didn't even know that there was a national ID card proposed for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not even passive, we're totally clueless. We don't even know what's being done. Well, the Brits are a little different. The British government is planning to begin phasing in a national ID card in 2008. The cards, probably biometric cards requiring scans of applicants' faces, fingerprints, and irises, are tied to a national database of personal information. It will initially be voluntary, but it will be made mandatory at an unspecified future date. But British ID opponents are not taking this tyranny lying down. A massive, well-organized national protest movement is forming, with citizens from all walks of life pledging to face jail time and high fines, if necessary, to stop the scheme.
Didn't our national ID go through the Senate 100-0?
Something
did.
Something went through 100-0. Maybe that's what it was. Man, I wish my memory was better. There's so many bad bills that come through, you know, and I don't know. If you can correct us or clue us in, 800-259-9231, I'm sure if you punch in Real ID on Google, you could answer your own question, man. According to the UK Observer newspaper, hundreds of thousands of people are set to defy the government by refusing to carry ID cards, despite the risk of imprisonment. Campaigners say that a network of anti-ID card groups, ranging from hackers to anarchists, plan a series of assaults in the upcoming months to try to block the scheme. A $1 million fund is being raised to help pay legal fees if, as expected, prosecutions are brought once the cards become compulsory, probably in 2010. A recent poll found that 43% of British citizens believe national ID cards are a bad or very bad idea. So far, 7,000 people have pledged to resist the scheme at the No to ID website. Organizers say hundreds of thousands more may be willing to defy the law as well. Legal challenges are, of course, also planned. One anti-ID activist told The Observer, quote, "In the same way people broke the law by refusing to pay their poll tax, we may see similar acts of disobedience. There's a diversity of tactics people are going to use, from targeting the companies involved to buying shares in them so you can attend and disrupt their annual meetings." I guess there are, I don't know, maybe in Britain there's corporate involvement here. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Numerous other ways to resist and hamper the national ID process are being discussed. Many of the proposed tactics were developed and tested in Australia, where in 1987, a smart and well-organized public protest movement forced the government to abandon a planned ID card. No2ID's booth said there will definitely be resistance, as with the poll tax. Mass refusal to comply occurs when people feel something is deeply unfair. And so there's the news from the United Kingdom. If you are in the UK, you might find this website useful, no2id.net. That's N-O, the number 2, ID.net. So that's where you want to go if you want to organize. Now, if you want to come out as somebody who is going to refuse the national ID card in the United Kingdom. And I think it's great that the people in Britain who, you know, they don't really have the kind of heritage of liberty that that we do in this country. You would think that here in the United States we'd kind of be a little more keyed in to the whole freedom and liberty thing, but instead we're clueless. I mean, people don't. When I ask the question on the new World's Smallest Political Quiz, one of the questions is, "Do you support a national ID?" People don't even understand what that could possibly mean. They don't even get it. And then when explained to them, it's just kind of, "Oh, well, I don't see what's wrong with that. What's wrong with that?" Well, is there something wrong with it, man?
The scary part about it is the power that they gave, that they voted in for the, the immigration czar or whatever,
mm-hmm.
The national security guy. What's the
top guy at the Homeland Department of Homeland Security.
He just has all kinds of power to create any...
Michael Jerkoff, I think. I'm sure no one's ever used that joke before.
Any kind of power to... You know, any kind of criteria for these things. They could use a drop of your blood, DNA samples, retina scans, anything they want.
Yes. And actually, they're going to start here in this country with the so-called Real ID Act. That's what they're calling it. They're going to start by just consolidating standards. They're going to force all of the... Well, they're not going to force. They're going to ask all of the 50 states to comply with these standards. And if they don't comply... what they're threatening to do is withdraw them from all federal program participation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary thing for the state governments, because the state governments are hooked. And they're hooked on the money that the federal government holds out to them. So the Fed puts money on a little, basically on a fishing rod and holds it out in front of the state governments and says, "Hey,
this used to be the way the citizens had the state governments on a hook."
Mm-hmm.
But now, not anymore. The Fed, since the federal government... prints the money.
Right.
They have they have it all. They have them, you know,
right.
Feeding out of their hands.
So they hold out this money and they say, "Hey, look, we'll give you this money if you just follow our rules. You'll be like everybody else, like all these other good little states, and everything will be just peachy and you'll get money." And so our state governments say, "Oh, okay, what do we have to do? Let's get that money."
Millions and millions of dollars.
So this money's going to go away if any state governments refuse the national ID card. So it's pretty safe to guess that probably 49 of the 50 states will go right ahead and kowtow to the government and join up with the national ID program.
If not 50.
So you can't expect the government to protect you. We were talking about this last night. They're not going to protect you personally. They're not going to protect your property rights. It's going to be up to you to join some sort of a protest movement like they have over in the UK and stand up and refuse to get the new identification card. And you might face jail time for it. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 1-800-259-9231, the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Maybe it's a political problem. Maybe a personal issue. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. Bring up whatever you want. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got over 26,000 posts for you to surf around through on our bulletin board system and over 650 users interacting there. And we're there, too. It's not just our listeners. It's us as well. So be sure you join the fun there. In fact, I have a problem. I'm almost addicted to the BBS. I need to somehow break my issue, because I get these email notifications all day long as I'm trying to be productive.
Yeah.
That there have been responses posted on the BBS, and I can't help but go and interact with people there, and it's becoming an issue because I'm not getting as much done as I should. So it's addictive. Be careful. But go and check it out, because it is fun. Freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. We're talking about some emails from people. We've got a bunch of them backed up. We don't read all the emails that come through to us, but some of them are good. Some of them bring up some interesting issues that we wouldn't normally come across necessarily in the day-to-day news, per se. So if you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Steven, he emails the show, says, "It drives me crazy how we have so much technology, including the technology to make things last longer. Instead, they make things to break sooner on purpose." Do you think he's being paranoid, or do you feel like that's the case? 800-259-9231.
Now, how about this? I understand where he's coming from. I know the feeling.
Right.
Certainly there's a big conversation out there for planned obsolescence.
You buy something, and 90 days, it's a warranty's got 90 days on it, and on day 91... it breaks down.
People certainly talk like that, but think about this for a second. Think about American cars in 1985.
Okay.
Those pieces of crap. My God. If you had a vehicle made somewhere in between like 75 and 85, God, they were awful. American vehicles just stunk in that time frame because they were resting on their laurels at that point.
Hmm.
The Asian cars were getting better and better, and the American cars were getting worse and worse.
Interesting.
And they really didn't have any competition. And then when it just took them so long to turn around from the competition, then by the mid to late, you know, after like 85, 86, somewhere in there, they started to realize, oh my God, they're eating our lunch. Well, actually, they had realized it sometime sooner than that. It took them that far to really be able to do anything about it. They're eating our lunch. The Toyota-thons are kicking our butt.
Right.
And by then, they were coming up with something better. And I'd say by the early to mid-90s, they were out there competing, really competing.
Got it.
And I really feel like American cars are pretty good.
Yeah, today.
Today, I think that American cars have gotten a lot better since, say, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something.
And you're a car person. I mean, I would think you would know this kind of stuff.
These are generalizations.
Sure.
You know, they're just wide generalizations, but they're generally true. That's why they're called generalizations. And I would say that American cars do pretty good. Now, when you want to compete against a Toyota Camry and a Honda Accord, you got to go pretty far, though.
Mm-hmm.
Those vehicles have continued to get very, very reliable. But there's American cars that compete with them as far as Consumer Reports goes and stuff like that.
So there you go. Well, he says they could make a television that lasts 20 years. Instead, they choose to make them last 5 to 7 years. The same holds true for many products. Now, he doesn't back it up with any sort of evidence that
my
shows...
My TV's 8 years old.
Yeah, I've seen televisions. My mother, for instance, owns a thrift shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there any old week of the year and you're going to find an old TV that's working just fine. You know, from back in the early 80s or something like that.
He's sort of claiming that they could. Well, early 80s, that would be about the time that they really were working on planned obsolescence.
Okay, well, anyway, maybe some things do die sooner rather than later. He says the same holds true for many products. There's little choice on what you can buy for terms of durability or ease to repair. GM complains of overproduction of produce, etc. Why do we need to work as much as we do when we have all this technology that's supposed to make our lives easier? They make things to break sooner on purpose. Then they turn around and say to us, how come you guys aren't saving any money? You just don't know how to manage your money.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Well, I do understand where he's coming from. You get this from both sides.
Right.
But business is moving money around. Your money around.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your money's getting moved, the thing is are you moving it into savings? Are you moving it into televisions? Are you buying these things?
Mm-hmm.
They would make you buy a new TV every month if they thought the American people would handle it.
That's true.
So
why do we need to work as much as we do when we have all this technology? Well, one of the reasons why, Stephen, that we have to work as much as we do is because we're taxed as much as we are. I mean, if you want to go and you calculate all the different taxes that you pay on a daily basis, I love that there's a little segment that John Stossel from ABC News did on one of his presentations a few years back where he followed a family and kind of started chalking up all the taxes that they're paying. Like, as soon as they wake up and they flip on the light, now they're paying taxes on the power that they're using to power the light.
Yeah.
And then they get in their car, they're paying gasoline taxes and answer the phone call, and their taxes on the phone line. I mean, oh my God, you have cell phone bills, you have 20% tax. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
And so you've got all these
taxes. Some of it to go support the Spanish-American War.
You've got all these different taxes that really, when you add them all up, on average, I think comes up to about 50% of the average American's income. And that's pretty tremendous.
Yeah. People don't realize it. It's true.
Yeah, even if it's 20% or 30%, it's still, that's a huge chunk. You're working a chunk of your life to pay these worthless bureaucrats who do nothing for you. I mean, you think it's bad that your TV breaks down in 5 years. The bureaucrats do nothing. So you're spending money on the government and getting absolute zero in return. You know, and if it really
is... That's not what people are demanding in televisions. What people are demanding in televisions is bigger, thinner, crisper displays.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if people were demanding televisions that last longer, we want long-lasting, solid-state televisions.
Right.
Well, that's what they'd be getting.
Well, and again, I think that there's evidence that there are still TVs out there that do last a long time. But because of the nature of the industry, things are always getting better. So even
and
if
our televisions are on too much.
Yeah.
They work too hard.
Even if you did have a television that lasted 20 years, would you really want it after 10 years? When there's, like you were saying, the new slim plasma version available, or the DLP set, or the hot new technology that's on the market.
My TV's from 1997. I'm happy as I could be with it.
Plus, as someone who's been following the TV market for a number of years, I can tell you that, prices are coming down. I used to sell electronics at Kmart back in the late 90s, and looking at the prices of CRT sets, your standard under 30-inch or under 36-inch sets, they've dropped a good $100. But the 27-inches and the big ones, they've come down since just 5 or 6 years ago. And that's because of all the new technology that's coming out that eventually is going to replace the old technology. So they're still manufacturing the old stuff because people are still demanding cheap products. I mean, not everybody can afford a $1,000 TV set, but plenty of people can afford a $100 or $200 TV set. So... you know, I don't know what the rule, I'm sure there's some sort of economic rule for, like, the average length of life of a product based on demand, and I don't know what it is, though, because I'm not an economist. 800-259-9231. But, Stephen, if you really think it's that terrible, then I suggest you go start your own television company and start manufacturing TVs that last forever. Or start your own automotive company and see if you can build a machine that runs forever. I mean, we've already got car companies giving us 100,000-mile warranties. You make one, then do a 200,000-mile warranty. Instead of whining, get competitive. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. 800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, this is Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. I don't know what Shakespeare had in mind when he wrote about the stuff dreams are made of, but I know just where to find it. When I cruise back, it's all about Woodward Avenue. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time, with more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. In The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare reflected, "All that glitters is not gold." He was right. In 1910, the shimmer was from the site of the first moving assembly line, Henry Ford's Crystal Palace, located on Detroit's Woodward Avenue. Marked in 1701, when Antoine Cadillac founded what would become the Motor City, this history-studded thoroughfare is the scene of many innovations, including the first traffic light and the first mile of paved concrete road. Today, Woodward Avenue is the stuff dreams are made of as the setting of the 16-mile automotive fashion parade, which lures 1.7 million people and 40,000 classic cars. The Woodward Avenue Dream Cruise. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything, maybe a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we do it every night of the week.
Yes,
well,
we
almost
do.
Monday through Saturday. We do a live show 6 nights a week, 8 until 10 Eastern time, so join us for every moment. If you miss a moment, never fear. We've got it online for you, freetalklive.com. The archive section, right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There is no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. You just go to freetalklive.com, and you get to listen for free. In fact, we go back even farther than 6 days, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org. If you scroll down past day six, click on their link, it will take you to their page with literally months' worth of the show, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. We're catching up on some emails here. Of course, the phones are always open at 800-259-9231. This one from Jake. Free Talk Live. Hello again, I'm Jake. I hope you remember me. I'm the young one from Minnesota. Well, I've been listening a lot, and I really enjoy your show. Whenever I start to talk to liberals about Social Security, I always encounter a problem having to do with responsibility. Here's an example of a conversation I've had with many Democrats, socialists, and other Social Security defenders. Libertarians teach the principle of responsibility. Because, man, which to have liberty, one must have responsibility.
Yeah, you pretty much have to.
People should be held responsible for what they do. People who aren't responsible should be punished in some way, and people who are responsible should be rewarded for their responsibility. Wouldn't you agree? Sure, I guess this is his conversation with the socialists. That's what Jake said,
you know,
to the socialists.
Responsibility doesn't sell, though.
No, it's certainly not. Some people are afraid of it.
It doesn't take the libertarian movement very far. I agree entirely with what Jake says.
Mm-hmm.
I think that responsibility is a great, powerful thing to have on your side. You get to have your whole life if you have responsibility.
Right.
These people don't. But it takes a lot of sell to make responsibility, to make people want responsibility.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's not moving, touching, or inspiring to most people.
I agree with that completely. I would never lead with something like that. But anyway, we're reading his conversation here that he had with the socialist.
Right.
So the socialist responds with, sure, responsibility is a great thing. So our friend Jake says, so for example, if someone does something wrong that they could have prevented, then they should be held accountable, of course. And if someone is super responsible and never does anything wrong, then they should be rewarded in some way. Why not? Well, then, let's talk about Social Security. People who aren't responsible and don't save for their retirement should be held accountable by having a harder retirement than others who've saved. And people who are responsible and have saved much throughout their life should be rewarded by having a luxurious retirement. What's wrong with that?
Sounds good.
Socialist says, government should provide people with money so they don't have a hard life when they become old. But didn't you agree with what I said earlier, that people who aren't responsible should be held accountable? Well, it's the government's job to provide for the elderly when they're retired and too old to work. Well, what if those now elderly were responsible when they were younger, when they should have had no problem providing for themselves?
People come upon hard times and can't put money into retirement accounts.
Wait, wait. I'm coming on hard times right now, but the greedy government and the greedy old people are taking my money away while I need it right now.
Mm.
I need it now, and I earned it.
But they're going to die in the streets.
Giving it to the government previously doesn't mean that you earned my money just because you gave to the government 30 years ago. What does that mean? Well, you're as dumb as I've been.
Jake's response, well, charity would take care of those who couldn't pay for the extraordinary accidents that were not their fault. Yeah, things do happen to people. Terrible, terrible, unexpected things. The socialist
and
says,
they always did. The sisters took care of, you know, the old folks' home.
The socialist says, people can be irresponsible when they're younger. Does that mean that they should go and starve and be homeless when they get older? Angrily walks away, ending conversation. Jake says, how should I respond? How should I respond when this happens? What can I say to convince the defenders that Social Security is not necessary or the government's job? Thanks in advance, Jake. I think that, and again, there's plenty of different ways to approach issues. It all depends. One of the critical factors is who you're talking to and what it is that they want. This person clearly wants to take care of old people who he sees as, like if there was no more Social Security, he really does imagine that the next day they would begin starving and they would get kicked out of their trailer parks and be homeless. And instead of dogs and cats roaming the streets, we'd have senior citizens roaming the streets. I mean, really, that's what they think.
A great example for Social Security is that it takes three poor black men to pay for one rich white woman's Social Security. The example is that who lives longer, Ian? White people or black people?
That would be white people.
White people. Who lives longer, men or women?
That'd be women, no doubt.
No doubt, women live longer. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Well, I would say rich people because they can take care of themselves.
Right.
Easier.
So the fact is, what you've got is about three poor black men paying for the Social Security of one rich white woman.
That's not fair, is it?
It sucks. It's a crappy thing. Now, if you've got a dyed-in-the-wool socialist you're dealing with, they're going to suddenly convert against Social Security. They're going to be, holy crap.
What? I really would like to hear what a socialist response to that would. I mean, it's nice for you, Manwich, to say, oh, they'll bow down and convert. I don't think so. I mean, just knowing the nature of argumentation.
No, I don't think they will either.
Knowing that, first of all,
but
I mean,
they'll think about that particular formula.
One thing that, yes, they'll think about it, hopefully, if they were listening to you as you were saying it.
Well, you engage them like I engaged you.
Asking questions.
Yes.
The setups. Instead of just spewing forth all of that information on them, asking the questions is the most important thing, especially when you're attempting to persuade somebody, because mm-hmm. that's what you're trying to do. If you're on a one-on-one conversation, when you're not here on the radio doing a talk show where controversy and conflict is usually considered a good thing and it gets people to listen, when it's just you and somebody else, and asking questions is really important. Asking questions shows... And he does it a lot, actually. In his example here, he does ask some questions. He asks some setup questions, and that's good. Just ask more questions. One of the great things about asking questions is it shows people that you're really interested in what they have to say. Instead of just you saying, blah, 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 here's why Social Security's bad, here's why government is bad, blah, 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 blah. And it's easy to do that. It's easy to preach one's own beliefs to people. In fact, I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, none of us are perfect.
No.
Asking questions as opposed to just speaking is so critical. But it's something that you really have to pay attention to. You really have to be aware of what it is that's coming out of your own mouth. Because if you're not on top of what it is you're saying, you'll revert back to the usual method of just spewing forth stuff onto people. Because that's, by default, what people do. And that creates arguments. Because when you just start spewing opinions, all they end up doing is thinking, how am I going to respond to this? What am I going to say next? What am I going to say next? And they're not even listening to what it is that you're saying. This is a problem with argumentation. That's why it doesn't work. Yeah, I think they teach debate in high school, but debate doesn't do anything for the participants. It only enriches and enlightens the audience of the debate. In this case, you have no audience. This might be a longtime friend of yours, for instance.
Let's not forget that Social Security
is force.
That's
it's
the other key issue.
At the point of a gun.
Yeah, that's that, if you're dying on the details of each of the issues, bring it back to force. Ask your socialist friend if he thinks pointing guns at people is okay in any circumstances. And if he does think pointing guns at people is okay, leave him alone. Because you're not going to get anywhere with this guy. All right, more coming up, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website. It's not a beauty contest, though. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages have submitted their photos, and so we put them up on the web at freetalklive.com. Go and check it out. We're catching up on some emails tonight, man, which we don't read them all that come in, but we do read some of them. And I do my best to respond to every single one that comes in. Not, you know, a huge response, because I'm busy during the day, but I think it's important to give somebody a personal response.
I generally do, too, when I get one.
Yeah, they took the time to email us, so I can take a little time to email them. FTL at Free Talk Live is FTL at Free Talk Live.
Although I get a lot of preachy emails, like, you know, I don't know, preachy. I don't generally send back something.
Oh, I just always say thanks for listening.
Okay.
And it's really, it really is me typing in thanks for listening. It's not like there's, you know, an autoresponder or anything like that. I always like to use a person's name, thanks for listening, because I think it's important, you know. Anyway, FTL at freetalklive.com. Tim emails in and he says, I'm combining ideas brought up on two or more of your shows. Mm. First, and he's talking about New London, Connecticut, the location where people's property rights are severely being infringed. And
well, that would be America, but yeah. Go ahead.
That's where it all started, I guess you could say, after the Supreme Court decision recently. Anyway, he says, first, your talk of the proposed amendment to the Constitution making flag desecration illegal. You and Manwich were talking about what constitutes a flag. If you make a paper flag, is it illegal to burn that?
Excellent question.
Can you desecrate a flag in effigy? So if you make something, you know, paper mache or a poster board flag, can you set that on fire?
Yeah, it's not really an effigy, because what constitutes a flag?
Well, you know, knowing the government, knowing the way they write laws, they'd make it. So anything that resembles a flag being burned is
what
bad.
If it didn't have 50 stars on it?
That's another good question. Second, here you go. Here's the second idea. Planting flags in the yards of the homes that will be destroyed for the Pfizer Mall up in New London, Connecticut. That's what one of our listeners actually came up with. Was the idea was to take American flags and plant them in the yards around mm-hmm. these houses, so that when the bulldozers finally do come to destroy these people's houses,
they've got
to
run over the flags.
Either they have to go and remove each flag one by one in order to clear a path for the bulldozer, or they would have to run them over. Either way, it's symbolic. Either way, it's terrible. And so it's a great, great idea. Well, he's combining the ideas now. What if, in addition to that, the homeowners painted accurate representations of the American flag all over their houses under the new law, which, by the way, hasn't been passed yet. That amendment, the flag-burning amendment, hasn't been passed yet.
And probably won't be.
Well, you never know.
It hasn't passed yet in the house.
That's true.
In the House it has, but it's never gone any farther.
He says, under the new law, would not the government have to wash them all off before bulldozing the houses, lest they desecrate their sacred flag?
Oh, they'd have to paint over them.
That's another option, I guess. Wouldn't washing it off desecrate it? Maybe painting over it would desecrate it as well.
I would say dropping a flag in paint would definitely be desecration.
Right. Seems like this new amendment may be more of a boon than a bane. If the government threatens to destroy anything, just paint a flag on it, and it's perpetually protected. I think it's a brilliant idea, Tim.
I think it is. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you for that one. Email us, ftl@freetalklive.com.
That man has an evil mind.
Devious. We like it that way. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Brett?
Hello.
In Iowa. Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, not too much. I wanted to talk, you guys, before the break, when you said something about debate classes and how it doesn't teach the participants anything and how it just enriches the audience.
Yeah.
Actually, I took debate last year.
Oh, good, because I was totally making that up. Now we've got an expert opinion. All right, go for it.
Well, I just wanted to say my opinion. I mean, because I took the class last year, and before I got into the class, I was really, I was a Democrat and all, vote for John Kerry, all that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. And as as we started researching these issues, we had to, research the Constitution and that kind of stuff, and that really made me realize what was going on and how, how bad these people are and what they were doing. And, and I think it was honestly because I took debate class that I, realized what, that we're losing our freedoms and that kind of stuff. So,
Interesting point. So you're saying that the research you did during your time in the class actually led you to change your mind personally. Well, I think what I was more referring to was the actual debate. Like when you're there debating the other side.
Yeah. Right there. Ding, ding.
Nobody ever gets convinced in those debates as far as the participants go. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree, and we had to do Lincoln-Douglas debates where they told you which side you had to argue, and that didn't enrich anybody at all. But
did you decide slavery was a good idea?
I don't think we really debated that.
Oh.
But I just the research and everything like that. I think it really helped.
Well, Lincoln lost a couple of times because he was an abolitionist, right?
I believe so.
So they didn't mention anything like that in the Lincoln Douglas debate.
No, we really didn't learn much about the background. We just kind of, learned what it was about.
They teach Yankees that the Civil War was all about slavery.
That's what they taught us down here in the South.
They didn't teach me that. I went to a private school.
Okay, then.
I never for a minute thought that the Civil War was about slavery. The fact that the Emancipation Proclamation was put out 2 years after the Civil War began kind of might be a clue that it could have been something beyond this. There might have been a little more. Now, I wouldn't want to minimize it and say that the Civil War was nothing about slavery either.
It was a factor.
It was certainly a factor.
Hey, Brett, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the info. We're glad that that you did that research and came over to our side. Take it easy, man. 800-259-9231. That's all it takes sometimes. Just a little bit of researching.
Now join the Free State Project.
Yeah, there you go. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of good stuff there for you. And you can actually sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will send you an email if you're on our updates list. And you'll be one of the first people to know about it. So go to freetalklive.com and you'll find the updates link there. We're actually doing a lot of catch-up tonight on some emails that have come in over the past few days. And, again, we don't read them all, but if you want to give it a shot, FTL at freetalklive.com, whereas we will take all your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. This one from Everett. He's updating us on a situation. His friend, best friend, Steve Garcia, currently residing in somewhere in Indiana, allegedly Steve Garcia, was target shooting in his own yard. We talked about this story a little while back.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to recap it here for you. The target shooting took place after sundown, but in this particular place in Indiana, that's not illegal. One of his neighbors called the police and told them that they thought someone was being murdered. After the guns had been put away, and everybody else was inside the house, the police came busting through his front door and held him, his wife, their 10-year-old daughter, their 9-year-old son, his mother, father, sister, brother-in-law, and 13-year-old nephew at gunpoint. And
that's forced a pretty full house.
Yeah, and forced them to the floor. There were 4 state troopers and 1 county sheriff. The police searched Steve's house and found a short shot brand shotgun, but no dead bodies, of course. This was not the gun that he was using to target shoot. Without measuring the gun to see if it was indeed shorter than 18 inches, they confiscated the weapon. A week later, they decided to charge Steve with a Class D felony, dealing with illegal firearms since they claimed it was shorter than 18 inches. Yesterday, he had his preliminary hearing. Now, here's the update. I sent you an email a few weeks ago about my friend who was charged with a Class D felony for having a shotgun with a barrel shorter than 18 inches. He had his preliminary hearing on the 11th of July. He pleaded not guilty, and I commend him for it. His pretrial is July...
So do we.
Yes. His pretrial is July 27th. He's thinking about taking a second mortgage out on his house to fight the charge. There's more to the story than what I gave you a few weeks ago. Apparently, the neighbor who called the police happens to be having a land dispute with the man in question.
Man.
Also, the police never read him his rights, and they never measured the shotgun before they confiscated it. Steve, my friend, is a father of 5. He was disabled in a car accident, but has managed to find a job that supports himself, his wife, his 5 children, his mother and father. It's hard enough for someone to find a job in this country if they have a physical disability, but near impossible for a felon with a physical disability. I have some questions for the government of Indiana. You kicked open a man's door with your guns drawn when he wasn't even breaking the law. And I might add that they kicked open his door based on a phone call from somebody.
Yeah.
Is that probable cause?
Doesn't seem like probable cause to me.
Yeah, if I make a call and say, Manwich is raping children in his house, is that probable cause for you to go in and bust in and search the entire place?
Especially if you say, I think Manwich is raping children in his living room.
Right.
I don't even like the sound of that.
So, here we go. Okay, you kicked open a man's door with your guns drawn when he wasn't even breaking the law. Was it worth it? You forced him, his sister, his children, wife, nephew, mother, to the ground and held him at gunpoint. And no one had broken the law. Was it worth it? You put several people's lives in jeopardy, including a 10-year-old, 9-year-old. They didn't even break the law. Was it worth it? We're going to come back with more.
Of course it was worth it. It increases their power.
Yes, indeed, and their control. More coming back. Hour 2 on the way. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.